Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Worcester North High School here in Worcester, a little down the road from where we were last night for the Pittsfield High girls. It is Taconic Thunder basketball. Bob Heck here with you on 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. It's the Taconic Thunder and the Norwell Clippers to determine who is going to the state championship game. And the Norwood Clippers, the last time they lost a game was to these Taconic Thunder in the Elite Eight last year out in Pittsfield on Valentine Road, an instant classic that went into overtime between these two teams. And we're hoping to see another instant classic again tonight. Now, Norwell returning basically everybody that was on that team last year. And I was talking with the broadcasters, our friends out in the Mashpee area who cover this Norwell team, who said, you know, they play as a team. There's no individuals. Nobody really stands out. You don't really refer to them as five Max Crosbys out there. They're hunting the ball. Max Crosby, obviously a football reference, the Las Vegas Raiders defensive end. But that was the point he was trying to make. They don't even look like a basketball team. They look more like a football team when they're out there trying to get the basketball and take care of business. So we'll see if the Thunder can overcome that. Now, the Thunder lost some people to graduation, but they picked up right where they left off, right back in the Final Four. And led by Kyle McGrath, averaging 20 points per game. He had a monster game the other night against Boston Latin to get into this. And it is time to go to the floor for the starting lineups, where I'm hopeful that this guy won't eat the mic like the guy did last night. But if we can't understand what he's saying, I'll come back and give you the starting lineups from here. Well, we're still waiting for the Taconic team bus to show up. We're under the impression that 34 Taconic students are coming with some chaperones. This place is banged out for Norwell. Their student section all wearing jerseys and Burger King hats for some odd reason. But the Taconic team bus has not arrived yet. So it looks scant, if that is the proper word, in the Taconic section. But we have a feeling it'll be filled up shortly. All right, we'll send things down to the floor for our starting lineups.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Polar Dome here on the campus of North High School in Worcester, Massachusetts, for tonight's MIAA Division III Boys Final Four between the number 2 Norwell Clippers and the number 6 Taconic Thunder. Let's meet the starting five first for the visiting Thunder. At guard, wearing number 3, a junior, Quentin Christopher. At guard, wearing number 1, a senior, Caesar Santos. At guard, wearing number 0, a senior, Nate. Number 35, a sophomore, Charlie Williams. HHS Network, you can watch live on-demand high school sports on any device wherever you are. Text your friends and family who aren't here to invite them to watch live now at nfhsnetwork.com or the NFHS Network app for Apple and Android. We ask that everyone in attendance respect the players, coaches, and referees of both teams by exercising good sportsmanship throughout the game. Sportsmanship is a vital part of athletics. The Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association and its member schools are dedicated to promoting sportsmanship around the state. During the contest, if you see someone using poor behavior, please notify facility personnel. North High School, the MIAA, and its member schools believe sportsmanship is of the utmost importance and want you to enjoy the contest in a fun and healthy environment. Thank you for your cooperation. Please know there will be no re-entry should you leave the gym. Our great nation has persevered through the leadership and sacrifices of men and women who have served, are currently serving in our armed forces. We invite both veterans and current military personnel to stand and receive a round of applause. Thank you for your service to our country. Now, everyone in attendance, please stand and remove your caps for the playing of the national anthem.
All right, we're just about set to get started. Final four action between the Norwell Clippers and the Taconic Thunder. We mentioned at the top of the broadcast that Norwell comes in 23-0. Their last loss was against these Taconic Thunder in the Elite Eight last year. Now the question is, has Norwell played anybody? They come into this with an opponent ranking of 0.4. Similar to what the Pittsfield boys football team went through. However, their margin of victory, the 10 points means a little more in basketball. Their margin of victory was a 9.65, so nearly perfect, which means they got nearly had max wins against just about everybody. But the South Shore League they play in, it's not really a terrific conference, but you gotta be who you play. And they played the 10 seed to get here into this game. But again, a 0.4 opponent ranking. Well, Taconic had a 3.1, I believe. All right, it's going to be Bua, and it is going to be Charlie Williams on the tip. Williams gets the tip for Norwell. Over to Ronan Coffey, the senior. He drives baseline, kicks back out over McGrath. Jack Lucarelli now kicked out for a three. In and out and in again. Charlie Williams picks up the three-pointer. And Norwell draws first blood. They play a tight defense. They're going to press you the entire time. Cesar Santos gets across midcourt. Looking to set up the play. Now over to Quentin Christopher. Taconic likes to work along the perimeter. Works inside to Bua. Puts it up off the glass and in. I think that's where they're going to be most effective tonight. Coach John Willis was at the Boston Latin Taconic game. His team having moved on already. Drive inside, up, and that's no good. Boo is going to pull down the rebound. Taconic with the basketball. Again, these two teams played an overtime thriller last year. Cesar Santos at the logo with the basketball. Now goes to Christopher. Christopher drives, puts up the shot in the paint. No good, a little too strong. And Jack Lucarelli pulls down the rebound for Norwell. Lucarelli now has it in the corner. He tries to drive baseline again. McGrath shuts him down. Will Bostrom, he goes baseline. Kick back out. Coffey drives inside and a wide open look to Lucarelli. Jack Lucarelli, the sophomore starting quarterback for Norwell this year on the football side. Tsukonic gets across midcourt. Bua now kicked into the corner for Christopher. They try and go to McGrath in the post. He's double teamed, but Charlie Williams is going to pick up a foul. So it'll be Tsukonic basketball underneath their own basket. Quentin Christopher to inbounds. Gets it back to McGrath at the top of the key. Dishes to Santos. Santos going to drive. Kick back out. Reynolds has an open look at it. Makes it!
Nate Reynolds for three!
Nate Reynolds gets hot. Coming the other way, Nick Adams. Kicked into the corner. He stepped out of bounds. Charlie Williams was in the corner. He thought about putting up the three, but he stepped out of bounds when he got the basketball. Tsukonic basketball. We are all square at five. Santos gets bumped, and they're going to call a foul on Nick Adams. Second team foul for the Clippers. Quentin Christopher, the Thunder will have to go the distance. Just underway here, 5:43 to go in the first quarter, all square at five, Tsukonic and Norwell. Christopher loses the basketball and makes a block the other way. Santos going to draw the foul. So it's Will Bostrom on the steal. They could have called a foul on Christopher. They didn't. Then Santos came in to pick up Adams, who grabbed the rebounds and fouled him. So to be Adams to the free throw line for two. I don't know how good of a free throw shooting team this is. He makes the first. I mean, once you start talking about these Eastern Mass teams, there's not a lot of tape on them. I don't know if you saw Howard Herman's article in the Eagle. From what I understand, I haven't actually read it yet, but I was told that the St. Mary's coach last night credited PCTV for helping him scout the PCTV girls. And, you know, they got to see all the games, and I don't really get to check tape on any of these because there's nothing available. He missed the second. McGrath pulls down the rebound in a scrum. It's out to Santos. Santos at the logo. Fakes, now drives into the paint. Puts it up off the glass. Too strong. Boo is there to get the rebound. He muscles his way to the basket. That doesn't go. McGrath fights for the rebound. It pops it to Santos. Fresh 35 for the Thunder. Quentin Christopher at the logo. Reynolds in the corner. Back to the top with Bua. Christopher's going to fire the three ball. Makes the three! Quentin Christopher! Tsukonic gets their first lead of the night. It is 8-6. Norwell the other way. Williams, Bostrom, Coffey. Coffey's going to drive into the paint, puts it up. McGrath got a piece of that, and they're going to call a late foul. Bill Hafey doesn't like it. It was a full 2 or 3 seconds after the contact that the official called it. But it'll send Ronan Coffey to the free throw line. The senior, he makes the first. Coffey makes the second. 3 of 4 from the free throw line so far are the Clippers. Tsukonic basketball, all square at 8. Works through the Reynolds. Gets it up to Bua, who misses the slam. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Norwell basketball. Reynolds saw Bua probably throw it a little too high for him on the alley-oop attempt. So a missed opportunity there for the Thunder. Konick backs off the press. Coffey swung around Lucarelli. Coffey has it back. Lucarelli had an opportunity down low and puts it over McGrath and in.
Lucarelli.
Four for Lucaroni. Bringing pressure now. Santos gets across. Now this team, you're not going to get it with that full court pressure. Santos inside off the glass and in. Cesar Santos. And a foul down the other end is... That's going to be on, I believe, Bua. Well, I don't think they called a foul. They just... Ball just went out of bounds off of Takana. Corner three, up and in for Ronan Coffey. Coffey has five in this game. Christopher threw it a little too high for Kyle McGrath and turns it over. 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. 13-10, Norwell with the lead. It's going to be Bostrom to inbounds. Right in front of Taconic's bench. They go all the way back with it. So Ronan Coffey crosses the timeline. Lucaroni tried a little give and go with him, and it's turned over. Christopher with the basketball, and they're going to call Santos on a moving screen. His second foul. Yeah, he came in too hard on that screen. And now he's going to come out of the game with his two fouls, 3:15 to go in the first quarter. So that'll bring in Quincy King, who had a huge overtime against Boston Latin. In his third game back. This one is his third game back. Coffey with the basketball, loses control, goes out of bounds. It's going to be... Oh, that call stinks. It's going to be Norwell basketball. One official looked at the other official. The other official shrugged his arms, and the first official, who didn't see it, now they're gonna gather. The official along the baseline didn't know what it was. He deferred to the official in front of the Taconic bench. The official in front of the Taconic bench, and they're gonna reverse it to Taconic. And I don't know how they reverse it because clearly they saw, they didn't see what happened. There's no replay here, but that is the right call. It's going to be Quincy King to inbound. 3:08 to go here in the first quarter, 13-10. Norwell with the lead. King gets it to Reynolds across midcourt. McGrath's going to try the three ball. You know that's no good. Ball is going to somehow stay in bounds. Goes out of bounds that time as Christopher tried to make the steal. So it'll be Norwell basketball. They didn't get back in defense on time. Lucarelli can't convert. Ball on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to go to, I believe, Taconic. Now they're going to call a foul on Will Bostrom. His first, team third. Both teams with three fouls. The problem is for Taconic, Cesar Santos has two of those fouls. One of them was just a bad foul. Worked into Reynolds. Reynolds goes baseline, puts it up off the glass. That's no good. McGrath cleans it up, puts it up off the glass and in. Kyle McGrath, his first points of the game. But he puts points up in buckets. He had a huge third quarter against Boston Latin. Adams kicked into the corner, Bostrom. Bostrom drives. Now swung back to Coffey. And Quincy King interrupts that, knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be Norwell basketball with 22 of the 35 left. Bostrom to inbounds. Into Lucarelli. Oliver Rice in the game. Adams. Rice loses the basketball. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with Norwell, I should say. There was some contact. So underneath their own basket, Bostrom to inbound, trying to find someone to go with it. Left wide open in the corner for three, up and no good for Nick Adams. I think Martin Bua might have gotten a finger on that. Christopher slips, but he gets the basketball back. 24 on the shot clock. Christopher trying to navigate, gets close to the perimeter. King, he drives, loses the basketball. But the ball was knocked out of his hands, the officials say, so it'll stay with the Thunder underneath their own basket. 16 on the shot clock. Quentin Christopher to inbound. Looking for somewhere to go. Gets it to Reynolds. Reynolds in the corner. Tough defense, so he swings it over to King. King off the, that's no good. Ball, it's popped. King, they're going to say King stepped out of bounds before he was able to throw it off of a Norwell player. They just sort of collapse down in the paint once somebody's in there.
13, Keegan O'Hare
going to check into the game for Norwell. I will let you know they've put me square in the Norwell section, so I won't be telling anyone whose car is mine. Adams the other way. That's rejected. Oh, Bullock gave it right back to him. Gave it right back to Coffey. O'Hare. Coffey with Reynolds in his face. Now back to O'Hare. O'Hare has some room. Kicked into the corner. Shot is up along the baseline. That's no good. Bua pulls down the rebound and he gets fouled. Bostrom doesn't like it. And that's going to be his second foul. Bostrom has played the entire game. We'll see if they make a substitution for him with his two fouls. Nope, they're going to leave him right out there. And they're going to put him right in Quentin Christopher's face as he tries to inbound. Christopher. That pass is deflected. Another turnover for the Thunder. Here comes Ronan Coffey. Lucarelli drives. Gets fouled. That'll be on Quentin Christopher. His first. So Lucarelli, 4 points from the field, his first trip to the free throw line tonight. Missed it. Charlie Williams going to come back into the game, and Nick Fine is going to come in. They are going to take Bostrom and his two fouls out of the game. Lucarelli makes the second. He's now got five. 52.3 to go here in the first quarter. 14-12. And Norwell creates another turnover. They're just sloppy with the basketball, Taconic. They did get back, though, so Norwell has to set up their offense. Kicked into the corner. Wide open look at a three. That is no good. Williams pulls down the offensive rebound, or at least slaps it away so Fine can get it. Williams in the corner. 2 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. Moves inside, kick back out. O'Hare, he's going to try and drive. They've done a great job in the paint against Norwell. Williams for three. In! That hit every... And Taconic is going to take a timeout as they're trying to inbound. 17-12, Norwell with the lead. Huge bucket there by Charlie Williams. Support for this broadcast comes from Smith Watson and Company, proud to support the Pittsfield girls and Taconic boys on their run to the state championship. Greylock Federal Credit Union with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. Sideline Saloon, if you can't be at the game, be at the sideline, 434 Fenn Street in Pittsfield. And KB Accounting, the one-stop shop for all your accounting needs. KB Accounting can assist with bookkeeping, CFL consultations, and more. KB Accounting, Pittsfield. Bob Heck coming to you live from Worcester North, home of the Polar Bears, as the Taconic Thunder trail by 5 points to Norwell with 20, well, that's the timeout clock, but the shot clock's going to be off and Taconic's going to have the last possession of the first quarter if they like it, if they want it. And more importantly, if they don't turn it over, they've been the victim of turnovers and sloppy play in their own ends. And they've left some opportunities on the table on the offensive end as well. But they've hung in well here during the first quarter. Seen five lead changes, three ties so far. Christopher looking for someone to go with it. Tries the home run pass to King. It works. King turns, fires off the glass, and makes it. First points for the freshman. Now the shot, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Shot at the buzzer is off the back iron. And a big 30 seconds there for Taconic to make this a one-possession game. 17-14 after the first quarter. We'll take a short timeout. We'll be back here on WTBR-FM.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young Tigers and old Lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
About to start the second quarter here in Worcester North. 17-14, Norwell with the lead at the end of the first quarter. 5 points for Ronan Coffey, five for Jack Lucarelli. Charlie Williams with a couple of huge three-pointers. He's got six for the Thunder. They've distributed the scoring pretty well. Six players have put points on the board. Nobody has more than one bucket. So Taconic will inbound here to start the second quarter. Christopher swung around, another turnover. Nick Adams did a great job getting in the passing lane, and he walks in all alone and gets those 2 points back that Quincy King had at the end of the first quarter. King with the basketball now. He drives inside. He goes baseline. He gets rejected. Kicked out to McGrath. Kyle McGrath's been quiet so far in this game. Just 2 points for him. Charlie Williams is bodying him in the post. King spins into the paint. Now goes to McGrath. McGrath puts up the jumper after getting Williams to jump. Nice play by Kyle McGrath. It's a three-point game again, 19-16 Norwell. Well, Taconic could certainly hang with these guys. We didn't think that was going to be an issue as Bull pulls down the rebound. But again, you see 23-0 as Christopher drives, puts it up, and is rejected by Williams. Norwell with the basketball. Lucarelli inside, goes strong, misses. Adams cleans it up. No, he didn't. Three ball. Well, that all worked out in the end as Nick Fine hits the three. They blew two bunnies right in the paint. But they kick it out to Fine, who hits the three. It's a six-point game. And just an awful turnover there by King. Coffey. Fine. Williams moves inside. Rejected by Bua. Stays in bounds. Here come the Thunder. King to McGrath inside. Puts it up and in. Kyle McGrath starting to wake up. He's got six in this game. It's a four-point lead for Norwell. Adams, Lucarelli, looking for somewhere to go with it. Goes back to Adams. Adams in the paint. Kicked out. Coffey. Lucarelli loses the handle. They're going to call it foul. And that'll be on Quincy King.
Quincy King.
His first. If you're just joining us, Cesar Santos has been on the bench Well, he's going to come back into the game now. He's got two fouls, so he'll be on a short leash. Adams goes right at Santos. Turns in the paint, puts it up and in. Pretty move by Nick Adams. And the Norwell lead back out to six. Santos brings the basketball across midcourt. King along the perimeter to Santos. Back to King. Worked inside to McGrath. And a tie-up. Are they going to call it a jump ball? They are. It's going to be Norwell basketball. They are doubling and even tripling McGrath. Coffey. Connick bringing a full court pressure themselves. Williams inside, kicked out. That's deflected. But right to Coffey, who's going to fire the three. He's going to miss the three. And a battle for the rebound. Santos comes away with it. Up to King. King missed it, but they're going to call a foul. Santos was there for the follow. That'll be his second. And nobody inside of the 495 belt likes that call, particularly down south. King misses the first. Ah, you got to make those free throws. That's the Connick's first free throw of the night. King makes the second. Draws the Thunder to within five. But quickly the other way, Lucarelli gets rejected. And they're going to call. They're going to say it's Thunder basketball. Quincy King came from nowhere. They're going to say it went out off of Lucarelli's head. Keegan O'Hare. Now comes back in. Adams is going to come out. They get a lot of players in and out of this game. Oh, Bua stepped out of bounds on the transition. Another bad turnover for the Thunder there. Clippers get it into Lucarelli. Lucarelli going to try and drive on McGrath. He gets shut down. Now he's King in his face. Gets it out to Fine. 20 on the shot clock. Fine. Draws Bua on defense. Now swung along the perimeter. Lucarelli beats McGrath. Goes inside. Bua's there for the rejection, but it comes right back to Norwell. Three ball. Up. No good. King pulls down the rebound. Thunder need to convert on these opportunities. Clippers relax that full court pressure. King has no issue getting across midcourt. Santos drives inside, puts it up, little floater, and it goes down. That's four for Santos, and it's a one-possession game again. Coffey drives, kicked into the corner. Williams again, corner three, makes it. Charlie Williams is murdering the Thunder behind the three-point line. Santos, Bua, easy bucket. Bua has four. Coffey across midcourt at the top of the key. He goes through the legs, and now Williams with the basketball. Williams is a huge dude, by the way, making these three-pointers. He's the biggest guy out there, and he's at the top of the key, and he thought about it, but Bua made him think better of it, but he bullies his way to the basket and puts it in. 11 points for Charlie Williams. Norwell's pushed the lead out to six. 2:56 and counting to go here in the first half. Santos with the basketball. They're just bullying McGrath in the paint. Santos drives, puts it up over Williams. No good. Lucarelli pulls down the rebound. And I think they're going to call a frustration foul on McGrath. That's his second. That's not a great foul. McGrath just frustrated. Well, they're doubling him. They're doing a lot in the paint. They're going to figure out a way to get somebody open along the perimeter. Chance to make it 8 or 9 for Norwell. O'Hare with the basketball. Drives. Kick back out. O'Hare fakes. Now drives inside. And he's fouled. I hope it's not on Santos, who was in the vicinity. It's going to be on Nate Reynolds.
His first team third. Number 13, Keegan.
Third team foul for the Thunder. It'll be O'Hare to the free throw line. He's got a clean sheet so far and misses the first. Second one is good. Not exactly a free throw clinic here at Worcester North tonight, neither side. Although Taconic's only had 2 free throws so far. Santos drives, kick back out. Reynolds thought about the three, now pulls it back down. King fakes the three, now drives, gets rejected, gets his own rebound and puts it in. Connick draws within 5. Minute 55 to go here in the first half. O'Hare along the perimeter. Reynolds guarding him. Fakes the 3. Now Coffey. Now Fine. Now Coffey. They've pretty much stayed at this top of the key. 9 on the shot clock. Now into the corner. Now down low to Lucarelli. Now kick back out. Fine slips. He fires the 3 at the end of the shot clock and missed it. That was actually O'Hare, not Fine. Apologies. Santos with the basketball. Minute 16 and counting to go here in the first half. It's Connick looking to cut into this 5-point lead. Santos at the top of the key. Swung to King. King, they're going to call a foul down low. They're going to call that on Williams. That's his second.
Team second.
And quickly they get Oliver Rice into the game. And that's a foul you don't need to take. Just a lot of contact underneath the bucket between him and McGrath, and another turnover for Norwell. Or sorry, for Taconic. Norwell has the basketball. Fine. Coffey, he drives. Gets to the bucket and puts it in. That was a bad sequence there for the Thunder. 7-point lead now for Norwell. Santos. 40 seconds on the game clock, 23 on the shot clock. McGrath. His pass to King is intercepted. O'Hare quickly coming the other way. They left him open for a 3, and he makes it. Oh, that's a... This has been a bad 60 seconds for the Thunder. Lead out to 10. Norwood's biggest lead of the game. 10-second shot clock off. Santos goes through the legs, drives to the basket, puts it up. That's no good. Another rebound for Norwell. Thrown up to Fine, who had all the room in the world. Are they going to count it? They do. Nick Fine, 7 points here in the second quarter. And that last 90 seconds for Taconic was not good. 37-25. Norwell with the lead at the half. Want to again thank our underwriters for this broadcast. Smith Watson and Company, proud to support the Pittsfield girls and Taconic boys on their run to the state championship. Greylock Federal Credit Union with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. Sideline Saloon, if you can't be at the game, be at the sideline, 434 Fenn Street in Pittsfield. And KB Accounting, the one-stop shop for all your accounting needs. KB Accounting can assist with bookkeeping, CFO consultations, and more. kbaccountingpittsfield.com. It's Taconic goes to the locker room, down 12. Lots of work to do. And we'll be back to recap the first half in just a little bit here on 89.7 WTBR.
Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained.
Why not support WTBR-FM instead? Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Tired of the same old on the radio?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's all the same day.
Hi, I'm Hannah. Each week, I search the archives for hidden gems from your favorite artists, plus all the latest releases and rock trivia. Please join me for Deep Cuts, Thursdays, 4 to 6, at 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
We're back here at Worcester North High School. A big explosion the last 90 seconds for Norwell has put Taconic into a 12-point hole. And, I mean, Taconic hung with it until the last 90 seconds or so of that quarter. And let's run through some of the stats. Charlie Williams hit three huge three-pointers for Norwell, added a two-pointer. He's got 11, 7 for Nick Fine off the bench, all in the second quarter. 5 points apiece for Ronan Coffey, Nick Adams, and Jack Lucarelli, and 4 points for Keegan O'Hare. On the Taconic side, it's a lot of scoring distribution. Kyle McGrath leading the way with 6, 5 for Quincy King. 4 apiece for Martin Bua and Cesar Santos. Nate Reynolds with 3, Quentin Christopher with 3. Norwell 5 of 8 from the free throw line, and Taconic is 1 of 2 so far. Support for this broadcast of Taconic Thunder Basketball comes from Smith Watson and Company, proud to support the Pittsfield boys and Taconic, the Pittsfield girls and Taconic boys on their run to the state championship. Greylock Federal Credit Union with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. Sideline Saloon, if you can't be at the game, be at the sideline, 434 Fenn Street in Pittsfield. KB Accounting, the one-stop shop for all your accounting needs. KB Accounting can assist with your bookkeeping, CFO consultations, and more. KBAccountingPittsfield.com. All right, we'll take a short time out. Play a quick song here. And we will be back with the second half coming up in just a little bit here on 89.7 WTBR. All right. We're just about set for second half coverage of Taconic and Norwell. Tomorrow night, we're going to be down the road in Palmer as the Lee Wildcat girls look to make their way to the state championship game. Live coverage of that game will begin at 5:55 p.m. here on 89.7 WTBR-FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. I'm glad we're able to get that together to, you know, we have the radio station in Lee now. We might as well broadcast some Lee basketball on it, right? Especially if they're going to the Final Four. But a huge run at the end of the second quarter has given Norwell a 37-25 lead. Both teams return their starters to the floor. Their original starting five for the beginning of the second half. Taconic will have the basketball. And they need a nice little run here to start this third quarter. Quentin Christopher across the timeline. Bua at the top of the key. Bua fighting, now gets it back off to Santos. Christopher into the corner for Reynolds, who thought about the quick three and then thought better of it when he saw Lucarelli in his face. Still along the perimeter. McGrath goes baseline, way too close to the baseline, and hit the side of the basket. Lucarelli. Coffee. That's taken away by Bua. Christopher quickly the other way. He gets his pocket picked. It'll stay Taconic basketball, but it'll end the fast break. Looking for somewhere to go with it. They may have to call timeout. They probably should have because it was intercepted by Bostrom. Coffee. They've had a lot of trouble inbounding. Coffey's going to go baseline. He's got shut down. Kick back out. Wide open looking at three for Lucarelli. Thankfully, that didn't go down. Christopher pulls down the rebound. They've relaxed that full court pressure here in the second half as Santos tries to drive. Gets shut down. Reynolds tried to get it down low to McGrath in the post. Bostrom goes off his legs and out of bounds. So now Quentin Christopher will inbound. There's no movement. Reynolds finally breaks free and gets the basketball. And they're going to call a foul on Lucarelli. That's his first team foul here in the second half. Taconic needs a bucket on this possession. Into Santos, streaming towards the basket, and he makes it. Well-designed play there for Santos. He's got six in this game. Taconic trying to bring some full-court pressure of their own. Kicked into the corner. Oh, he's got a wide-open look at it. Off the back iron, no good. Bua pulls down the rebound easily. Here come the Thunder the other way. That pass is intercepted. Tried to get it to McGrath. Here comes Norwell again. Adams goes to the basket. Bua rejects it. Norwell gets it back, though. Kicked into the corner. Coffey, he's going to try and drive. He dishes off Lucarelli there. He missed it. Sorry, that was Bostrom. Taconic has the basketball. Could have been a couple of fouls called there. Santos has the ball across midcourt for the Thunder. Goes to McGrath. So they're really trying to get going here in the second half. Bua. Christopher. All along the perimeter. Reynolds fires from the top of the key. Missed it. In and out, no good. Norwell with the basketball. Coffey. Nearly taken. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. It's going to stay with Norwell. 10-point game, 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. Norwell gets the basketball off the jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Taconic now. Bostrom. Adams. Into the corner for three. That's no good. They were looking for a foul. They're not going to get it. Christopher has the basketball. It gets tied up. It goes to Taconic.
Jump ball, Taconic possession.
Oh, they're going to bring that full court pressure again. Only Santos and Reynolds on that side of the court with Christopher as he tries to inbound. Now McGrath comes back and gets the inbound cast. Goes up to Santos, who gets across midcourt. Now drives to the basket, goes into the paint, puts it up and in. Oh, boy. He had no business getting that over Charlie Williams, but he did. Quickly the other way, kicked into the corner. Bostrom gives up the three, now kicks over to Adams, in and out, no good, and another late foul. That'll be on Quentin Christopher, his second.
Number four, Ronan Coffey at the line, shooting two.
Ronan Coffey at the free throw line, he makes the first. He's now 3 for 3. Makes the second. He's had a nice night at the free throw line on a night where the rest of the free throw shooting's been questionable. Santos. Along the perimeter, now moves to the corner. Now goes to the top of the key and dishes off to Christopher. Christopher tries to get it down low to McGrath, who tried to get it into the paint for Boer, and it's knocked out of bounds. ...39-29, 4:37 to go in the third. Norwell with the lead. McGrath goes down hard. No call. That goes out of bounds, and they're going to call the softie on Bua. Team second here in the second quarter. 4:31 to go. 39-29. Norwell with the lead. 4:30 to go, I should say, in the third quarter. Norwell across midcourt. Nick Adams with the basketball. Now Coffey just in front of the logo. Back to Adams. Adams in and out, no good. Christopher pulls down the rebound and breaks away. They're getting the empty possessions. They're just not converting. Reynolds fires a three in traffic. Bua pulls down the rebound. They're going to call a foul against Bostrom, who absolutely hates it. That's going to be his third.
His third, team second.
So Taconic basketball underneath their own basket. Bostrom's going to come out of the game. I mean, here's the problem with this Norwell team. You know, you get one guy into three fouls, they got five more guys just like him. Santos falls and gets called for the travel. Just slipped in the paint. And again, another empty possession. Quincy King's going to come into the game for Quentin Christopher. Taconic outscoring Norwell in this third quarter, 4-2, and we're more than halfway through. O'Hare fires the three. That's no good. Rebound finally getting taken by McGrath. King with the basketball. Up to Santos right at the timeline. Santos moves to the perimeter. Gives it to McGrath, top of the key, back to Santos. Tried to get it into the Bua in the post. Bua working on Williams, puts it up and in. More of that, please. And Norwell's going to take their first time out of the game. 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. 39-31, Taconic with the lead. Support for this broadcast here on WTBR comes from Smith Watson and Company, proud to support the Pittsfield girls and Taconic boys on their run to the state championship. Greylock Federal Credit Union with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. Sideline Saloon. If you can't be at the game, be at the sideline. 434 Fenn Street in Pittsfield. And KB Accounting, the one-stop shop for all your accounting needs. KB Accounting can assist with bookkeeping, CFO consultations, and more. Find out more at kbaccountingpittsfield.com. You're listening to Taconic Thunder Basketball on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Taconic trails by 8. Now, it really fell apart with them late in the first half. Just that last 90 seconds of the first half was a complete nightmare for Taconic. Norwell outscored Taconic 20-11 in the second quarter. And I don't have a stats person or anything like that, but I believe Norwell went on a 7-0 run at the end of it. And Norwell coach John Willis took the opportunity after that timeout to light up the official a little bit. Norwell has the basketball, kicked over to Ronan Coffey, who goes baseline. Oh, wide open underneath. Keegan O'Hare. Santos in the corner. Clipper lead is back up to 10. They've led by as many as 12. Tried to get it low to Bua. Bua bullies his way to the basket and puts it down again. Pretty much the exact same thing as what happened the last time. Coffey to O'Hare. O'Hare's going to drive, but then he has the two trees to deal with. Kicks back out to Lucarelli. Coffey, he drives. Kicked up. O'Hare hesitated. Now he drives. Kicked back out to Lucarelli, who drives and gets fouled. That'll be the third on Kyle McGrath.
Number 22, Jack Lucarelli at the line.
And that'll send Lucarelli to the free throw line. He's one of two so far. Missed the first. Oh boy, would Taconic love an empty set on this. Not going to get it, though, as Lucarelli hits the second. Santos with the basketball. Taconic trailing by 9, 2:18 to go in the third. Along the perimeter, now into the corner for Reynolds. Reynolds looking for Bua, doesn't have it this time. Reynolds driving, now he has Bua. And they're going to call a foul, and they're going to call it against Lucarelli. That's his second. Team third. That's been real effective trying to get it into Bua. Now he just shoves McGrath on the way by. I think we're going to have a conversation here. I don't know if they're going to call anything. Well, they quickly get Rice into the game for Lucarelli. As they were setting up the next play, McGrath walked by and Lucarelli elbowed him. Reynolds for three. That's off the back iron, no good. McGrath pulls down the rebound, but he went over the back to do it. And that's going to be number four on Kyle McGrath. McGrath's played the entire game, but he's going to take a seat now as Christopher comes back in. And he slams the seat on the way down. I mean, he took a really bad foul in the first quarter, and you're not thinking about it at the time. Adams drives to the basket out of control. Reynolds pulls down the rebound. Santos, still a 9-point game. Nobody wants to score. King goes left hand. Now drives towards the basket, puts it up. It got rejected, and Rice pulls down the rebound. two. Buller rejects him the other way, and here come the Thunder. Santos into the paint. He puts it up. That's no good. Coffey the other way now. Working on King in the corner. Gets around King. Goes inside. Good pass to Rice. Rice can't finish. Battle for the rebound. They're going to call a foul. And that'll be on Martin Bua. And that is the team fifth, so that is going to send Coffey to the free throw line, and he's the last person you want to see there. He's having a nice night at the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the game, 4-4 from the free throw line so far. Makes the first. Ronan Coffey, one of the best forms of a free throw shooter I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, the announcer's jinx didn't work. He made it. 9 for Coffey. Now the lead back up to 11. Taconic has had opportunities. They've done the job on defense, particularly here in the third quarter. They just can't get it done offensively. Christopher with the basketball. He fires the three. In and out, no good. And they're going to call Bua for a foul. I can't believe they're going to call that on. They're going to call that on Rice. That is a massive break for Taconic. That was also Norwell's last foul to give. So for the last 53.7 seconds, Taconic will be shooting free throws. Wow. I thought that was on Bua all day long. King, he drives into the paint. He puts it up. That's no good. Bua gets the rebound. He puts it up. He gets fouled. And that's another one on Rice, and he doesn't like it. So it's going to send Bua to the free throw line. Good opportunity here to put some points up with the clock stopped. 48 seconds to go here in the third. Bua misses the first free throw. He had a huge free throw earlier in the playoffs, and he just banked it off the glass. We'll see if he goes glass this time. Wouldn't shock me. He didn't. But he gets his own rebound. Now to Reynolds. Puts it up off the glass. That's no good. Another missed opportunity for Taconic. 6 seconds separate the shot clock and the game clock. Adams. To Rice. Rice underneath the basket. Puts it up and in. And he'll go to the free throw line. That'll be the second on Nate Reynolds. That was only the second basket from the field made by Norwell here in the third quarter. But they've pushed the lead to 14. Shot clock off, under 30 seconds to go here in the third. Santos with the basketball. Taconic trailing by 14. This is going to be, they're just going to run this clock out. Kicked into the corner for Christopher, 10 seconds. Christopher dribbling in the corner. He fakes and he, draws a foul. That'll be on Ronan Coffey, his first. No, they called it on Oliver Rice. That'll send Bua to the free throw line. Bua 0 for 2 so far. And he's now 0 for 3. So the question is, when do you bring McGrath back in? He has 4 fouls. He makes the second. But you got to stop the bleeding at some point. You're down 13. You need some spark. And that's rejected at the buzzer. Norwell fans wanted a foul. They're not going to get it. But despite only scoring 4 points from the field in the third quarter. Norwell has increased their lead. They lead 47-34. We'll be back here on 89.7 WTBR.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
Well, it's Connick's going to have to get it in gear here in the fourth quarter. Again, only 4 points from the field for Norwell in the third, but somehow still increased their lead. They lead 47-34. Only 9 points in the third quarter for Taconic. Ten for Norwell. Well, we talked on the girls' side, that game against Old Rochester and that game against North Reading. Those were score settlers. This is a score settler for Norwood. Again, the last time they lost a game was to Thies Thunder in the Elite Eight last year. Coffey drives into the paint to Rice. Fine. Charlie Williams with the basketball. He just appeared to be killing some clock. Kicked into the corner for a fine. He fires a baseline jumper. That's no good. They get the rebound. Fine. Cleans it up. And the lead is now 15. Santos to King. Back to Santos, top of the key. Now King, he's going to fire the three. That's going to be off the mark. McGrath pulls down the rebound. He is back in the game to start the fourth quarter. He drives to the basket. He missed it. King's able to drive it out, and then it's taken away by Adams, who gets rejected by Santos, but it'll be a foul. So that'll be third on Santos. And that's what we call a smart foul, because he prevented Adams from an easy two, and it's going to make him earn him at the charity strike. Adams gets the bounce, and the first one goes down. Second one's good. Seven for Nick Adams. Lead's now 17 for the Clippers. Christopher to Santos. Puts it off the glass and in. He'll go to the free throw line. Santos at double digits. He's got 10. That'll be the third on Adams. Santos makes the free throw. Now you got to clamp down on defense. They had a good third quarter defensively. They just couldn't get anything going offensively. Adams gets across midcourt, trying to work around King. Does. Williams, he's going to go baseline. He's going to run into Santos. No call either way. Three-pointer is up. That's off. Rice pulls down the rebound and draws a foul. Is that on McGrath? It's on Cesar Santos.
His fourth, team second.
So that's the fourth on Santos. So now Santos with four, McGrath with four on the four on the floor. Rice, one of one from the free throw line. He's got 3 points in this game. too strong on the second, but they get the offensive rebound. Coffee working on King, drives. They're going to call a foul on that. He slips. So that'll be the second on King. Pass into the backcourt to Coffee. King pursuing him. Coffee goes into the paint. In and out, no good. Bua pulls down the rebound. 15-point game. Got to get on a run now. 6:11 to go in the ball game. King off the glass. No good. Bua pulls down the rebound. Puts it up off the glass. Gets fouled. And that's going to be number four on Rice. Bostrom going to come back into the game. Bua, 1 of 4 from the free throw line. And he misses the first. Rice going to come out of the game. Bostrom going to come back in. Bostrom left early in the third with foul trouble of his own. So he'll return to the floor with three. Bua makes the second. Williams going to check back into the game. It's a 14-point game. Taconic scored 14 in the first. And that's been the most. But they create a turnover here. Santos. He drives. He puts it off the glass. It's in. 13 for Santos. And what could be his final game as a Thunder? Other way, Williams for three, missed it that time. Offensive board for Norwell. Coffee nearly lost the handle, but he ended up losing Christopher on the way by and a foul. That'll be on Quincy King. So that'll send Coffee to the free throw line. He's 6 of 6 from the free throw line. And he's now in double figures with 10 points. Makes the second one. Lead out to 14, 5:33 to go. Taconic needs a spark and they need it now. Santos, he drives into the paint. He puts it up. He gets rejected. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay Thunder basketball. Christopher to inbound from underneath his own bucket. 26 left on the 35. Into McGrath. Back out to Christopher. Christopher fires. That's no good. It would have only been two anyways. It was an air ball. The Norwell fans letting him know about it, and this thing's starting to slip away for the Thunder. Coffee came and ran into McGrath and Bua. Taconic going to take a timeout with 5:10 to go in the ballgame. Support for this broadcast comes from Smith Watson and Company, proud to support the Pittsfield girls and Taconic boys on their run to the state championship. Greylock Federal Credit Union with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.com. Sideline Saloon, if you can't be at the game, be at the Sideline, 434 Fenn Street in Pittsfield, and KB Accounting, the one-stop shop for all your accounting needs. KB Accounting can assist with bookkeeping, CFO consultations, and more. KBAccountingPittsfield.com. Winner of this game will meet the winner of St. Mary's in Old Rochester. In the state championship game, Old Rochester, the 20 seed. This has really been a fun tournament. Usually, this thing goes chalk and the rankings do their job. This tournament has been anything but. On both the boys and girls side, I mean, Lee's playing in the Final Four tomorrow. They had an upset along the way to get there. Norwell basketball, 5:07 to go. Taconic trails by 14. It's 54-40. Kicked into the corner for Lucarelli. Williams, he drives. Gets it to Lucarelli. Lucarelli couldn't field the clean, so now he's going to come back to the beginning. Williams. Bostrom was open in the post. They couldn't find him. 5 on the 35. Coffey kicked into the corner. Lucarelli fires it. Missed it. And another offensive rebound for Norwell. That one hurts. Adams, he drives, kicks into the corner. Lucarelli, they're just killing clock here. Williams fakes the three, now kicks over. Bostrom's going to fire the corner three. He's going to miss it. And another offensive rebound for Norwell. Coffey says, you're going to leave me this wide open for it? I'll take it. He missed it, though. Finally, Bua pulls down the rebound for the Thunder. Up to McGrath. His shot's no good. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Taconic. McGrath's real frustrated. Williams has done a great job on him all night. Only has 6 points in this game. Bua's been more effective in the paint. Or in the post, I should say. King fires the three. That's no good. Williams pulls down the rebound, and it's starting to slip away for the Thunder. Adams moves inside, gets fouled. That'll be the third on Quentin Christopher, and that will put Norwell in the bonus. Ronan Coffey at his own personal stat compiler. So he makes another free throw. He's 10 for 10 from the free throw line. He's got 13. He had a three-pointer. And the warm the buses chance start. Santos off the glass. That's no good. Lucarelli pulls down the rebound and travels. And the looks on the Taconic players' faces looks like they're resigned to their fate as Lucarelli gets a block and a turnover. Adams. Coffey moves inside, kicks back out. Williams, he's going to drive with 14 on the shot clock. Kick back out, Bostrom. Kicks into the corner. Lucarelli has a wide open look at a three, and he comes up short. But Norwell with a 16-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the game. McGrath moves inside, puts it off the glass and in. Ants Connick is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them. 3 minutes to go. Taconic needs a miracle. 56-42. Norwell with the lead. We'll be back here on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
Well, this was a tight one for the first 12 minutes of this game. Actually, the first 14 and a half minutes. Clippers went on a 7-0 run, maybe even more, at the end of the second quarter and built a lead that Taconic hasn't been able to cut into, and they've actually expanded it. Norwell has the basketball now. They are up 14 off the Thunder timeout. Christopher creates the turnover. Now McGrath goes inside, and he loses the basketball. Bostrom. He loses the basketball, gets it back out to Coffey. Into the corner. Christopher slow to get up. Inside, no good. Bua pulls down the rebound and rips it away. Up to Christopher. Gets rejected by Lucarelli. It'll stay with the Thunder. Christopher's been beaten up in this game. Reynolds is going to come back in. And Quentin Christopher looks like he's been through a war. And Coach Hafey's going to get him out. McGrath. Santos drives, puts it up, off the glass, no good. McGrath gets the rebound, gets stripped, and Norwell has it. 2:12 to go. King gets called for a foul. That's going to send the Clippers to the free throw line. That's the fourth on King.
Number four, Ronan Coffey at the line, shooting two.
And that'll send free throw god Ronan Coffey back to the free throw line. I can't even announce or jinx this guy. Now another free throw from the greatest free throw shooter ever in the history of the world. He's not susceptible to the announcer's jinx. He's 12 of 12 from the free throw line. Support for this broadcast comes from Smith Watson and Company, proud to support the Pittsfield girls and Taconic boys on their run to the state championship. Greylock Federal Credit Union with multiple locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. Sideline Saloon, if you can't be at the game, be at the sideline. 434 Fenn Street in Pittsfield, and KB Accounting, the one-stop shop for all your accounting needs. KB Accounting can assist with bookkeeping, CFO consultations, and more. KBAccountingPittsfield.com. Well, we're back at it tomorrow night. We are going to be in Palmer as the Lee girls look to punch their tickets to this ticket to the state championship. They'll take on Renaissance. There'll be people in Lee cheering for Lee, people in Lennox cheering for Lee as Renaissance seemed to have Lennox's number all year. We'll be on the air at 5:55 p.m. with the opening tip expected for 6. I want to thank Smith Watson and Company, Souls Fitness, the Lee Boosters Club, and Berkshire Mazda for supporting that broadcast. 2:08 to go. Santos with the basketball. Reynolds, he fires. He missed it. Bua gets the rebound. And they're going to call a foul on Williams. Oh, they called that on Lucarelli? So that must have been something away from the... So that'll send Bua to the free throw line. Makes the first. Somehow that second one goes down after hitting the backboard and every inch of that rim. Full court pressure now from Taconic, just trying to get something going. And they force a turnover. King, he drives inside. He puts it up. He missed it. Norwell pulls down the rebound. Coffey gets out of harm's way, and they get across the timeline. Lucarelli could have taken the open three, but he's going to elect to kill some more clock. Nick Adams gets fouled by Bua. That'll be his third. And that'll send Nick Adams back to the free throw line.
Number five, Nick Adams at the line, shooting two.
Makes the first. This was a big score settler for the Clippers. Be interesting to see that matchup against St. Mary's. Assuming they get by Old Rochester. Santos, under a minute and a half to go. Reynolds missed everything. Clippers have the basketball back. Coffey gets across midcourt. And Nick Adams with the basketball. Lucarelli gets fouled. That'll be the third on Nate Reynolds. It's going to send Lucarelli to the free throw line.
Number 22, Jack Lucarelli at the line, shooting two.
And that really only is going to prolong the event inevitable as the Norwell Clippers, you missed the first, are going to avenge their last loss to Taconic last year. They've been 23-0 ever since and about to run it to 24-0. Lucarelli makes the second, lead up to 17. And again, this was a game that could have gone either way in the first 12 and a half minutes. 14 and a half minutes even as Santos puts down the bucket. But a big run by Norwell at the end of the first half really puts Taconic in a hole that they never got out of. Santos is going to exit the game with his fifth foul. He'll finish his last high school game with 15 points. Santos just now realizing it. They're arguing whether it was five or not, but it's five. So I don't know if they're arguing the fifth foul or whether it's five fouls or not, or if they're arguing whether that particular foul was a foul. But Cesar Santos going to come out of the game. Evan Rocco Bruna going to check in. Is he not on the? He may not. Is he not on their roster? It looked like he was on the roster there because the official, scorer, the announcer is like, "Who is this guy?" Adams misses the first. Adams has nine so far in this game. This get him into double figures. He missed it. 45 seconds to go. King fires. No good. Bua grabs the rebound and gets rejected, and they're going to call a foul on Williams. John Willis out on the court, red-faced, looked at his player and said, "Don't foul." Taconic's going to take a timeout with 38.4 seconds to go. We'll take it with them. 61-46, Norwell with the lead. About to close this one out. We'll be back here on WTBR.
Hey, this is Dave Cachet, the archivist of the WTBR-FM Vinyl Library. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 for Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR. I'll take you back in time to when these records were brand new. Each week, I'm going to pick a random spot in the vast record library of WTBR and pull out a bunch of great vinyl to play for you. That's right, an hour's worth of random songs with that rich vinyl sound, just the way you remember them. That's Random Draw, every Saturday morning at 9, only on WTBR.
a nightmare finish to the first half. Put the Thunder in a hole that they haven't been able to get out of. Martin Bowie is going to head to the free throw line. He's got 12 in this game. He misses the first one. And misses the second. Norwell gets the basketball. Skonic still playing tough defense, and they're going to foul. The Norwell fans are like, what are you doing?
His fourth team in the bonus. Number four,
so that'll be the fourth on Nate Reynolds. Now, I mean, earlier in the season when the... Oh, Ronan Coffey missed a free throw. Somebody get that tweet out there. That's as shocking as Garrett Cole having surgery. Ronan Coffey missing a free throw. I mean, wow. McGrath fires. And Norwell grabs the rebound. Taconic should just let him dribble it out. Again, we don't need max victories or max losses. The score doesn't matter.
Taconic foul on number 30, Martin Bua.
That'd be the fourth on Bua.
Fourth team in the bonus. Number 22, Jack Lucarelli on the line, shooting two.
So they send Lucarelli to the free throw line with 18.5 to go. In and out, no good. Bowa pulls down the rebound. Cole McGuire going to check into the game. Kevin Bravo going to check into the game. Both teams emptying their benches now.
Colin Stewart
checking in. As Lucarelli checks out. To hugs and handshakes on the sideline as the Norwell Clippers are going to avenge their last loss to the Thunder. And another foul. So that'll send Oliver Rice to the free throw line. Rice makes the first.
Entering the game for the Thunder, number four, Kavanis DeWitt. And number 33, Jason.
Maybe he did that. He's taking these fouls to get his players off the court to get the ovation that they deserve. As Reynolds comes off, Bua comes off. Seven seconds to go. Shot is up, no good. Bravo pulls down the rebound, and that is going to be the end of it. Norwell has vanquished Taconic. Your final score, Norwell 65, Taconic 46. And that is going to wrap up the season for the Taconic Thunder. But hey, another Final Four. So congratulations to the Thunder. Just for the second year in a row, couldn't get it done in the Final Four game. Well, that's going to wrap us up tonight. Thank you all for tuning in. Congratulations to Norwell for getting the job done. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night from Palmer and see if the Lee girls can send one over to the state championship game. I'm Bob Heck. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in.